This show rocks.
My name is Fred Cole, and I have a secret. No, I actually play guitar and sing in pierced arrows and write songs.
And my name is Tootie, and I play bass guitar and do vocals in pierced arrows as well.
What a...
I'll start first.
Yeah.
Life's work is about getting the most out of life, giving back, sharing with people, and I think creative people do that best. I think it's something that's just in us that we have to do, and inspires other people to take up when we're done and gone.
And for me, keeps life interesting, keeps you busy. If you're not doing anything, you're dying. So, you know, I like to, not just music, like to build things. For me and Tootie, we're together 24/7, and we do everything together, play music, work.
That's a unique experience in its own right. Well, it's just pretty much always been like that. We met when we were both around 18 years old, and just been together ever since. Got married, I don't know, a few months after that, and been married for 42 years, and we've pretty much just shared everything, all the ups and downs and the roads life. Yeah, lead you down for the better, for the worse, as they say, and it's just been something that has just always worked for us, and come to appreciate how rare and unique that is, and value every moment of it. From my standpoint, I hear from a lot of younger women that are involved in the arts or just going through the pains of growing up and whatever. I'm 60 years old right now. I've been doing music and playing music for 30 years, and we've had our modem of success and notoriety here in town, been involved in the music scene for many years. So I hear quite often that I've become a mentor and an inspiration to a lot of the women that are involved in the arts and just people in general in our audience, and that's very rewarding to me to think that I can give them some little snippet of advice that will help them along.
For me, it's having guys come up to me that are about 30 or 35, real depressed about playing, go, oh man, I'm too old to play rock and roll and this and that and blah, 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 until I came and saw you guys play tonight. And then they go, man, you make me feel like I'm about 12. So, you know, that works for me. It's
your diamond and you got your pretty clothes and a chauffeur drives your car, you let everybody know. Don't play with me 'cause you're playing with fire. Old man took a diamond and tiara
What was that last one? Playing with Fire, Dead Moon.
It's a Rolling Stones cover.
What album is it on?
I don't know. They did one where it was just heaps of covers.
This is on Strange Retail.
I have a digital version, like some Dead Moon digital version album, and it's, they cover like AC/DC and stuff. I'm assuming it's off there. I don't know.
It's off. Cool. Wait, you were saying that one's off Strange Pray Tell, is it? Cool. And before that, we had a interview with Fred and Tootie Cole, and just talking about how they met and everything. And yeah, it's a great, you know, Tootie's the only one left alive of a Dead Moon now, but it's such a great love story.
Yeah, it really endears you to them that they've been that musical partnership for so long.
Yeah, they're married like 50 years or so?
Something like that, yeah.
It's actually like something straight out of a film. They're just like some rock and roll band that rocks up to a fucking diner in the desert somewhere, ends up meeting the bird that works there, get married, run off into the rock and roll sunset. It's fucking like, my God.
Yeah.
All right, so what is next? I'm looking in your general direction, Mr. Spilly.
Hey, we were going to play a couple of Lollipop Shop songs, weren't we? Because there's a couple of Lollipop Shop songs. So the Lollipop Shop, we played some of them earlier. But that was the band that came after The Weeds, which was Fred's band in 1966. But they had to change their name because it was too similar to The Seeds. And the Lollipop Shop, they played with The Doors, they played with Janis Joplin. They were around the same time. They never really broke the mainstream, but they remain a cult classic. And they had two songs that were from the soundtrack of a movie called Angels from Hell, and it was like a biker film. It was about the Hell's Angels. So they had two songs on that soundtrack, and that soundtrack is actually banned from Discogs. I looked it up. You're not allowed to sell it on there. Willie says maybe it's because it's a bootleg. I thought maybe...
Willie just shrugged in the background there.
Bikers would just be fucking starting wars over it and just like knifing each other over copies of it, maybe starting big internet shit talk wars. I don't know. I thought maybe it was bad for Discogs. Maybe they were getting threats. I don't know. Cult status. The Lollipop Shop, is it? Which song do you have lined up? They had two songs on that soundtrack. Is Who's It Gonna Be or You Must... Who's It Gonna Be or Mr. Madison Avenue?
Yeah.
Do you want to play two of them back to back? Which one are you going to play first? Mr. Madison Avenue from the Lollipop Shop.
Thank you.
gonna cry, baby? Who's gonna cry when I'm gone? Who's gonna cry 'cause of misery? Oh, you know, baby, it ain't gonna be me.
Who's it going to be that picks the next song?
You got anything else, Derek? Any other Portland links to
not on this side of the studio desk.
I remember once when Dead Moon were going to play again, right? And I said to Natalia, do you know, I think if you sent them an email, they would come and play in the barn out in Leitrim. I think they would totally do it. They'd be into it. And you, Natalia, you had a picture of Rooster with a bear and an email saying, Dear Dead Moon, can you come and play in our barn? Here is our dog, Rooster. And I think you really should have said it to the man because that would have been a fucking winner.
We could still do a 2D solo gig.
Do it.
I'll write to her. We'll send her this show. We'll invite her to come play under our barn.
Hi, Tootie. I hope you're listening.
Hey.
Love you.
Got really close to bringing Dead Moon over to Ireland once, but like, this is something that hasn't been mentioned actually yet on this show. Dead Moon never played the UK. They would just shoot straight over to mainland Europe or the Far East or Eastern Europe. There was never any English dates. So then I was like, well, would Dead Moon like to come to Ireland? And the booking agent was like, yes, they would absolutely love that. And I was like, all right, cool. So what's the fee and all the rest? And it was all super reasonable and definitely a goer. But like, they weren't going to go and play gigs in England and come to Ireland. It was like a straight shot. Like, I was like, we could fly them in. I could rent them gear. They're like, no, they only use their own gear. And so the cost of like driving them from, I think they were in Holland, all across France, getting the ferry from France to Ireland and then driving up to Dublin. It just wasn't going to happen. It's way too much money.
I think it would have only cost like $1,000, but I think at the time you and I were like, we don't have $1,000.
Yeah, at the time, I don't think, not very many people knew Dead Moon in Ireland.
Yeah.
Like, so yeah, it wasn't going to happen.
It would have been amazing.
Yeah.
Because you're going to put it on in Whelan's.
Aging rock couples from across the globe would have made the pilgrimage, I know.
It's true. It's
true.
Yeah,
I mean, we're all aging. But I don't wear a leather jacket. Younger. But I've traveled to see them play. So, yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah.
We're not all Asian, are we?
And apparently Fred, no one can drive them around. Fred has to drive the van. He's like, fuck that shit, I'm driving.
Yeah, because you'd have to pay a driver.
Yeah, well, that's just what I heard. He's just like, no.
Yeah. No. But he gets driven around Europe, doesn't he, in that documentary? Yeah, he doesn't drive when they're on tour in Europe. I think they always have a driver. I think so.
There's only one side of the road to drive on.
Which side? But I don't know. What was the joke earlier? Somebody had a joke.
Oh, if you tell that joke, I'm leaving.
Anyway, what are we playing next? Sorry, I got all distracted.
We're going to play a bit more Problems. This one is off Make It Through the Night. It is, what is it called? What does that say? Bad News.
Beneath him away.
we've played 35 tracks in total. That was Dead Moon Time Has Come Today. How many of those have been actual Dead Moon songs? You have to get
your handy math, Kevin.
Less than 35. I'd say probably less than 10 anyway. I'll count them. Hold on.
We'll go with some.
You count them and we'll
some
chat.
Songs about Dead Moon songs. That's probably close enough to the truth.
Yeah. So while Cameron is counting there, what did we play before that?
Range Rats.
Oh, yeah. The Range Rats, which was like, they're kind of like
country duo.
And I think they played a lot of like hotels.
I was right. There was 10 Dead Moon songs out of 35. I think that's pretty good going.
It's not bad. That is not bad.
We're pulling out all the stops here tonight.
All the stops. So what are we? What else do we have?
Do we have something queued up?
We have nothing queued up, and we have no chat queued up.
Yeah, once we get into the third hour, Jesus, it's all just pure shit from here on in.
It's slim pickings.
We do have a lovely light, though. That's it was bought as a sleep light, but it's kind of like not so nice when you're lying in bed in the dark. But it's nice like for an atmosphere like this, but it has like moons on it, nearly in the Dead Moon logo.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
There we go. And we're back in the room.
Yeah. I know many people with Dead Moon logo tattoos. The first person I ever met who had a Dead Moon tattoo was this girl, Robin, who I knew. And she is really into Dead Moon, like super into Dead Moon. Like way more than any of us. And like the other day she put up this picture of herself and she got these amazing hoop wooden Dead Moon logo earrings with like the Dead Moon symbol like cut out in them. So fucking cool. I wouldn't wear them. It would not suit me. But sorry.
You wouldn't wear them. What? As if you wouldn't wear them. Of course you would wear them.
You would totally wear them.
You wouldn't wear them.
Willie and Cameron would wear them as well.
I'd get my ears pierced just so I'd look like Johnny Depp with them on it.
You'd look more like Johnny Depp.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, pictures should be on the podcast page that you're listening to. If you scroll down, you'll see pictures of us and you'll see the resemblance of Cameron and Johnny.
And if you've any requests, you can call in now if you like. 1-800-DEAD-MOON.
The one time we went to the complex owned by Dead Moon, there's the music store there. I think there was a tanning salon at the time. It's like a Wild West town. And then there's a convenience store. And we went into the convenience store. We were really excited. And like we're like, cool, everything's really cheap. And so we all bought like sunglasses. We're like, yeah, we got sunglasses at the Dead Moon convenience store. They were really cheap. And we all walked out the door of the convenience store and all the sunglasses broke.
So the place they live, they have a strip of shops.
No, they don't live there. They just like own this. It's like a shopping mall. How would you describe it?
You describe it as a strip mall from like 1910, where they built, you know, building structures and they rent them out as a kind of an investment or business.
Because they live in lived in Clackamas.
Clackamas, very very well pronounced.
Thank you very much. I did live in Portland for a while, and that's like countryside wooded area, is it?
Yeah, it's the suburbs. It's close to the countryside wooded area.
But like, would it be Fred there selling you a bag of potato and a box of fags or what?
Fred and Tootie were not there. It was very disappointing. I think, you know, you expect him to be there, but not at the time we were there.
The dude that was working was pretty cool, though. He's like a long-haired type, you know?
Very cool.
A rocker.
Cash in hand, probably, was it?
Yeah, man, fucking right.
Sketch.
He was wearing an Agent Orange t-shirt. He had his own sunglasses on that were quite cool.
Dead Moon probably made him buy that shirt from the shop, in fairness.
Yeah, probably. There, they wouldn't stock that shit. They don't into that no wave stuff.
Everyone has to clear out the attic sometimes.
I just want to point out they didn't own. I don't think they like ran the tanning salon. I just think that they like rented it out. I don't think.
Or the karaoke bar upstairs. Yeah, we have a home video of that trip. Nerd in it out.
But you guys are going to open up your own massage clinic, aren't you? Yeah, you can get these massage chairs in Lidl at the moment in the middle aisle, 25 quid, and you can plug them into the CD or car. It's amazing. Worth every penny, I'd say.
I thought, anyway, what are we playing next?
Well, We're going to play a song off the Dead Ahead LP, which again to me is one of the later LPs. I think it is the maybe it's the last album actually.
It's out on Tombstone Records out of, you guessed it, Clackamas, Oregon.
Yeah, it's his label.
But the thing about this record is, compared to every other, nearly every one of their album covers, this one is in color, and the rest are in black and white. And judging by this, I'd say they don't own the tan in Ceylon.
It's also one of the roughest, rawest recordings as well.
And that's Tombstone 80, because Tombstone 1 was a Dead Moon record, wasn't it?
Yeah, they put out other band stuff, though.
Yeah, because they've got their own lathe that they cut stuff on.
And I think the original version of Louie Louie was cut on that. Louie Louie, whatever. Who? The Kingsmen, I think. The Kingsmen was their.
Say sausage.
Sausage.
Oh, bro. You want a sausage, bro?
You want a sausage, bro? Have you got any sausages?
This is quality radio. Right.
Getting into the third hour here, man. You're really,
yeah, we're
really
well
getting
we're
the depths of it.
Deep into the third hour, you're listening to this show. Totally rocks.
In case you didn't know, it's a Dead Moon special.
Special, 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 special. This is called One World.
Thank you. say if people would leave me alone? Stop stepping on my fingers that I've been working to the bone. Maybe then I could get back with you. God damn, I hate the blues. I tried to put them in a bottle. Some people put them in their arms. Either way, they're gonna kill you. Slowly eat away your heart. If only I could stop the thought of you. God damn, I hate the blues. I never learned to listen to the promises I'd made. Never thought you'd stay away, leaving me to take the blame. I never thought you'd follow through. God damn, I hate the blues.
So that was what?
Play with Fire by Dead Moon.
Play with Fire by Dead Moon. That may or may not have been played already. The camp is split on whether. Is it not on the list?
It's number 31.
It's number 31 and number. What are we on? And number 37. 31 and 37. Does anyone have 31 and 37?
Well, it is in the same version.
Yeah.
You played it.
This turned into bingo, man.
Is that gonna be a
are we going to edit that out or are we just going to leave it in?
We're going to leave it in because you all left me here on my own.
Oh, sorry.
When I decided for a little R&R in the old deck.
Oh, mate.
I was here all alone with all these Dead Moon songs.
Do you know what's a good one to play? Sure, just put on what you're going to put on. I'll tell you after.
I didn't. I was waiting for you.
What else do we have? What else do you have on your little list?
Like what? What's that one? It's a zipper track. Born. Is it Born Yesterday or something like that?
Let me check.
check my extensive vinyl collection.
Yeah, check, see what you have in the box.
Your fingers
there,
are burning right? There, going through all those records.
What's in the box? We have. Zip it. Born Again, is it? Is it? In case you're just listening now, right? This is a Dead Moon radio show. We're going to play a song by a band called Zip It. One of Fred's older bands. We played them earlier. This track is called Born Yesterday.
Go on.
We've been on the road for 14 nights, sleeping by myself, and that ain't right for me to do it alone. And it makes it harder with a woman back home. There's women down south with a pit that caught and made you sweat so bad that your woman's gonna know. Lay out the guts till your heart stops pumping and the swelling comes hard and your heart keeps stopping. Honey, damn your money. I wasn't born yesterday.
Thinking
That was a Dead Moon track off Nervous Sooner Changes. The cover's great. It says mono on the cover. They all say mono on the cover. I quite like this cover. This one's in color as well, but it's a live photo, and it like really shows 2D's bass quite well, which is so cool. It's like wooden, like teardrop shaped.
It's amazing, isn't it? It must be a 60s model. And as well, as you can tell from this picture, again, they don't own the salon, do they? They don't own the tanning booth. Fucking
Argonians are fairly pasty, in fairness.
Great band, look at them.
Yeah, but they lived by night. They only went out at night.
Fred has a shirt and it says, fuck this shit.
It says it sideways.
Yeah, it says it sideways.
That's all you can see when you're laying down. In the gutter.
Double boom.
So that was I Won't Be the One. Dead Moon. Ooh, the wind is picking up outside.
I wonder what storm this is.
Oh, yeah. What was the last one?
Is it Storm Fred?
It's Fionn.
Fionn.
It's an Irish name.
Yeah.
Is it?
Is it still him?
Fionn. Fionn.
Was it which storm? Fionn.
Fionn.
It's Fionn, yeah.
It's Fred telling us that he's listening and that he approves.
It's Fred in Irish, which it might be Fionn, or maybe. I don't know. So this is out on Mississippi Records, which is a great record. It's like it's a record store and a label, isn't it?
Yeah. And a bar.
And a bar.
On Mississippi.
No, it's a really good label. Good mail order, too.
I see they have a song on this album called Running Out of Time, and I think we're coming to the end of our 3-hour slot. The candle hasn't stopped burning. So, we could stay here forever. I don't know.
I don't know if that candle will ever burn down. I think that could just be it now.
I mean, it's getting to the stage we'll probably put on Elton John, Candle in the Wind or something. I don't know.
I think we put on a song, and then we'll see how we go.
Okay,
we're not too dead at the end. We're, you know,
moody.
So we're gonna play King B song called Zip Gun, which is off a great 7-inch. And that's the only thing they ever did. Grab it if you can. It's still available for like loads of money.
Where?
Fast Side City, murder game. Watch out, white boy, razor cane. Black leather, slick side, stiletto shoes. Rise of Harley Davidson, none of you bad news. Can't deny, it's all true, but it's all the same.
Yeah. You've been songwriting for a while?
Yeah. For, about a long time. I have been doing it a long time.
Since about 17 or 18.
Yeah.
Like really? Yeah. Really? Yeah. So have you been in Portland most of that time? I'm interested in what other bands and what kind of influences you've had.
I've just been in different cities, mostly Portland, really, since about, a long time, like 18 years old, I'm 19 now, so,
He's been in a year, right? So what are your influences then? You say like 60s music?
Well, my biggest influences probably were the Beatles and before then, actually, I listened to a lot of Elvis Presley and Little Richard is was a real big favorite, and Howlin' Wolf, Chester Burnett.
Uh-huh.
So those were mostly my influences. Then when the Beatles came out, I just went completely crazy. I mean, that just really killed me. I thought that was really, something. And then the Rolling Stones were great. But by that time, I started getting into a little bit of my own style. So it wasn't, trying not to copy anybody.
So you've written music and lyrics for all that time?
For a long time, yeah.
Yeah.
And then.
Uh-huh. And your lyrics, do you have messages to say, or is it sort of stream of consciousness?
Well, I figure most of the stuff I write about is stuff that everybody should relate to. I mean, it's just day-to-day kind of stuff. I'm not into anything that, is much more complex than just, trying to get somebody to get to some practice on time.
Would you say it's gotten real poetic over the years?
Yeah.
He likes putting...
Is this the big push to the end, is it?
I think it is. I think we've reached the end of it. I mean, it's not the end of the candle, but maybe we have to wrap this up,
Is cresting?
Yes. The moon is cresting.
I don't think anyone's wondering why we're starting to look at maybe wrapping the show up.
This show totally rocks, Derek.
This show does totally rock.
We're rocking.
We are rocking. And so do you want to say something about that?
Yeah, say something about the last interview, which was with the Rats.
Oh, yeah, so that was when Fred and Tootie were playing in the Rats. It's a pretty awkward interview. We cut it off early there, but Fred's very awkward and can't really answer questions properly. And then Tootie takes control and does a beautiful interview. She does a good interview, but we cut it off just before that because we're running out of time.
There was one interview you didn't get to play, but you said it was quite funny. It was where they're interviewed by Dead Moon or interviewed by a rat?
Yeah, Ratso.
Ratso.
He's like a 3-foot rat puppet.
He's like Dustin.
Yeah, he's like Dustin, but not as obnoxious. You should check it out. It's on YouTube. It's really good. It's probably one of the best Dead Moon interviews that exists out there. They just seem really cool and relaxed, but not super cool, talking to this like rat puppet. But it's a really lovely interview.
I just remembered about when Dead Moon first went to New Zealand in 1992. Among the 22 dates that they played across small town New Zealand, they played in a town in the South Island called Haast. And there's also like the shittest, cheapest cans you can get for like maybe $9 for 12 cans or something in New Zealand. It's called Haast. I assume it's from this town. But they played there anyway, and they got through 2.5 songs, and they pulled the plug on them. And the owner, he put on fucking Mustang Sally on the jukebox, and all the locals just start going nuts. Like, they just weren't ready for something like Dead Moon, and I'd say they're probably still talking about it there. Jeez, you remember the time that band came to town? Holy heck, Jesus.
It is actually literally the plot to the Blues Brothers.
Yeah. And also they said there was really good fish and chips in New Zealand. That's something they really liked about being there.
Fair play. So do we have any more links, or is this goodbye?
I'm going to play one more tune.
One more tune. This is the last tune.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for tuning in. Thanks to Willie. Woo! He made a little prayer symbol there to me. Thanks to Natalia.
Thanks for having us, Derek.
Thanks to Cameron.
No workers, mate.
Thanks to Melanie and Tara for hanging around, and the dogs for not eating the face off each other. So this has been the Show Rocks. This is Radioactive International. Thanks for tuning in. We will be back next week with who knows what. Until next week, what do we have here?
D for disaster.
E for my eyes.
A for my mama.
D for dying.
M for mono.
D for...
You're on
O. O for... Oh, no, go.
Oh, no good.
N for the night.
Dorks.
The dead moon night.
What I seen in New York City.